Steve Young, who studies invasive plants at Utah State University, says the list of variables farmers have to deal with in Utah is long enough without adding water-stealing weeds to the equation.
Weeds are a big issue, right? They're everywhere. And if you have a cover crop, you can actually outcompete the weeds. So that's really the focus of our research.
Young is testing cover crops that will grow in harmony with spring wheat and at the same time compete with weeds, limiting the harvest. Young and his team have planted spring wheat as the crop and clover to grow underneath. Kochia scoparia is the invasive weed Young is working to beat. It's a small woody plant, but he says it shouldn't be confused with its taller cousin forage kochia, which has desirable traits and can be used for fire breaks and grazing. Normally, cover crop trials take years to establish significant results. After only 1 year, Young and his team are surprised with the impacts of the clover.
Our results are amazing. I did not expect to see the cover crop establish as well as it did.
Weeds like Kochia scoparia spread easily because they have no natural enemies to compete with. According to Young, most of the invasive plants come from the Mediterranean area. He says that's why it's so hard to pin down a cover crop that has useful qualities but can still compete with weeds.
We now have a really good, I think, story to tell after 1 year, and I think then we can take it to the growers and say, this is what we're seeing. You know, not that we're going to see this great adoption, but just here's another tool to address this weed problem, because as everyone knows, there's really no silver bullet.
Reducing inputs to combat the weeds translates to more savings for growers, and according to Young, can theoretically lower costs for consumers further down the food supply chain.
Anytime you put something into something, there's an effect. I'm talking herbicides at this point. I'm not opposed to herbicides. I think they're a great tool.
Young says cover crops can reduce the use of herbicides to avoid potential contamination of runoff. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.